يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Five things you should do whilst fasting. First, a fasting person should recite the Quran daily and attempt to complete at least one recitation of the entire Quran during this month. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "He who recites one verse in it is as if he has recited the entire Quran in other months." Sayyid Abdul Karim al-Kashmiri, one of the high-ranking scholars of akhlaq, also advises that every day you should choose one verse and repeatedly recite it and ponder over its meaning and translation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may inspire your heart to understand its subtle meanings just before iftar. Second, contemplate over your relationship with Allah. Ponder over where you are in your spiritual journey and seek solutions to anything, such as a trait or sin that may be holding you back, by referring to the books of akhlaq. Among the things which may stop your spiritual progression is cutting family ties. So you should benefit from this month of mercy by making amends with estranged relatives, calling your kin, and maybe inviting them for iftar as well. Third, each day while fasting, perform a relatively long prostration in submission to Allah and His will, in thanking Him for all of His bounties, and in seeking your needs and wants from Him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ali says, "Your backs are heavy with the load of your bad deeds, so lighten them with long prostrations, because Allah has promised not to punish those who pray and prostrate." Fourth, each day, try to help someone, starting from your family members, in any way possible, whether through giving charity, advice, or any form of assistance. And when you do so, make an intention for Allah to send the reward for that action to the Imam of our time. May Allah hasten his reappearance. In this way, you maintain your relation of love for your Imam. Fifth, each day, choose a dhikr, a supplication, and repeat it 100 times. This could be istighfar, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu, or salawat for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ali and his progeny, any of the beautiful names of Allah, or any other dhikr found in the books of du'as. To know the impact of these actions, compare your fasts and spirituality before starting this routine and a few days after having started it, and observe the change in yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.